the Hammer and Nigel Show. Hello. An entire hour of the Hammer and Nigel Show coming up after 6 o'clock. Tony Kinnett is filling in for Hammer. I'm Nigel. You know, it's been so funny watching CNN decline.
Whoa, you watched CNN?
I watched their decline in the ratings.
Oh, okay, good. You just said,
let me finish. I mean, at their lowest point, it's something like 300,000 people are watching that dumb morning show with Don Lemon.
That's so sad.
Isn't it sad? And then they were thinking, there were reports the past couple of weeks that they were looking for a comedian to fill the 9 to 11 spot.
Aww. I mean,
so like if you're Jake Tapper, imagine hearing rumors that, you know, this is a guy that's worked all his life in journalism. He thinks he's very well respected and stately and all elitist, and he can't even get the 9 to 11 gig because they're going to give it to Carrot Top, which... which they're not doing, by the way.
Well, good, because all of those comedian shows have failed anyway.
Yeah, but here's what they're doing. CNN is adding Bill Maher's overtime segments to its Friday night lineup. So that's going to start in February at 11:30 after new episodes of Real Time debut on HBO on Fridays at 10 o'clock. Now, you know what the overtime segment is, right, for the Bill Maher?
Refresh my memory.
Well, it's just they do an hour show, and then they call it overtime where they do like another half hour online where they take questions. It's like the leftovers. It's like the sloppy seconds.
Is this their big idea?
Yeah. So CNN is taking Bill Maher's leftovers.
Should I be applying for open slots at CNN? I'd hop on. Yeah, the Tony Kinnett Hour over on CNN.
It's their way to get their viewers engaged in social media.
That's not going to go very well. I can't imagine the social media pile on.
I don't blame Bill Maher for this. And recently he's had some takes that I absolutely agree with. So you can't blame Bill Maher for that. But, you know, it's the stuff, basically overtime is all the stuff that wasn't good enough to make it in the 60-minute version that airs on HBO.
That's really sad.
Is that going to bring viewers?
No.
Is that, I mean, I don't know how many viewers Real Time with Bill Maher has, but I don't know if that necessarily is going to translate into more viewers for CNN on Friday
nights. No one's
going to
be like, all right, I'm watching this guy, I'm having a good time. Oh, and I have to go change channels to watch the rest of the show? That doesn't make any sense at all. There is some producer out there who, this wasn't his first idea. This is like plan K.
It's got to be. That's such a good point. Yeah, because the people that are going to watch Bill Maher are going to watch him on HBO. They're not going to immediately turn it to CNN an hour later. On Friday nights at 11:30.
Oh, it's not even right after?
No.
It's an hour and a half later?
Well, no, it is on the show. But they're going to, you know, they have to take time to edit it and stuff, I'm sure. And it won't air until 11:30 on CNN. So that's the big idea there. Low ratings and Bill Maher for CNN. And again, I kind of like Bill Maher. A lot of his takes.
He comes and goes for me. Yeah. How many times do you have to stumble over a root before you stop stepping on the tree? I don't know. For him, it's like he comes to a conclusion that's a good conclusion. It's like, you know, I don't think that conservatives are bad. And everyone kind of goes, oh, okay.
Oh.
But then he forgets? I don't know.
We are the Hammer and Nigel Show. Tony Kinnett's filling in for Hammer today, and we'll be right back. Top stories next.